Researchers have found an important new clue about autism, a baffling disorder that causes children to withdraw into their own world. They found the brains of autistic children actually grow too fast. NPR's Richard Knox reports that this knowledge may make it possible to identify and treat autistic children earlier.
Scientists already knew that children with autism tend to have bigger heads, but they didn't know what that meant. Psychologist Eric Corshane and his colleagues at the University of California in San Diego decided to find out. They looked back at the growth rates of 4 dozen children who developed autism. The children started out with smaller than normal heads.
We found a jump from smaller than normal in newborns to far bigger than normal by the end of the first year of life.
Corshane says there were important differences among the autistic children.
The infants who showed the fastest acceleration of brain growth during that first year of life turned out later to have the poorest outcome. They ended up being on the severe end of the autism spectrum.
This strengthens the notion that brain overgrowth is a factor in autism. Children's head size is a reliable marker of brain growth. Pediatricians already use it to watch for other disorders that are actually rarer than autism. Corshane says the new findings indicate something goes awry very early before anything appears wrong.
Our study is the first to discover brain growth abnormality in the first year of life in autism. And the brain growth abnormality occurs well before the first clinical signs of autism. So this makes it the first known early warning sign of autism.
The findings appear in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. They fit nicely with evolving ideas about autism versus normal brain development.
During normal brain development, the brain creates many more connections than it tends to keep. At birth, you have a number of connections. It's about half of what you'll have at about 3 years of age or 4 years of age.
Researchers think this exuberant brain growth is timed to correspond to the normal child's ability to explore the world. Experience actually shapes the growing brain. It reinforces brain connections that the child learns are useful in responding to the world. Those connections that aren't useful are pruned away by around age 8. But in autism, the timing of this process is off.
In the autistic brain, what we think is perhaps this type of brain development is being compressed into a much shorter time period, perhaps 6 months, a year and a half.
So autistic children may be overwhelmed by external stimuli. That may be why they withdraw into their own world. Another implication is that their experience can't mold their brains as it should. The new study doesn't get at the cause of autism, but it suggests it's not due to measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, as some think. Children don't get that vaccine until later. Dr. Janet Lanehart of the University of Utah cautions that doctors can't use abnormal head size to diagnose autism.
It is a nonspecific marker. It doesn't mean that a child has autism or is going to have autism, no.
Lanehart calculates that out of every 10,000 infants, 600 may have abnormally large heads, but only 10 will go on to develop autism.
A lot more work needs to be done so we can pick out the 10 who are going to develop autism from the 600 or more who are not destined to develop autism.
Psychologist Eric Corshane says maybe one day doctors can combine abnormal head growth rates with developmental signs and perhaps blood tests to identify early autism.
It's possible in the future autism researchers will find ways of turning around that abnormal experience, turning around that abnormal brain growth, and beginning to give corrective experience before the critical window closes.
Some studies already show that intensive early treatment can sometimes change the course of autism. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.